Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays, starting at 6, for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
Ultimately, it's a relatively familiar story. The Buffalo Bills get the victory over the Kansas City Chiefs in the regular season edition of the matchup that we've seen multiple times so many years. Bills win 28-21. A Freudian slip. I would have loved to have been true, but not the case. Let's go out now to Highmark Stadium to catch up with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, to look back on what went wrong in this game. Mitch, no surprise at all that it ended up coming down to a one possession game with all sorts of weirdness in that fourth quarter, but the Bills really controlled thing most of the way.
Well, and Josh Allen has not had a great year passing the ball. He was last in quarterback rating on deep passes of 20 yards or more, including three interceptions. Not tonight. Where it went wrong was the Chiefs did not could not cover the tight ends tonight. The tight ends combined for 8 catches, 149 yards. Dalton Kincaid had a 47-yarder. Then he had a 23-yard touchdown to start the game. But Josh Allen had an MVP game. 23 of 26, 273, a touchdown and no interceptions in this game. And so that's where I think you start. You give a hat, tip of the cap to Josh Allen. For the Chiefs, where it went wrong from a score time situation, possession 4. The Chiefs are up 10-7. They force Buffalo to punt. They have 4th and 4 at the 40-yard line of the Bills. And then Bishop, the safety, got a pass broken up. And that then gave the Bills an open door. They go get a touchdown to take the lead. They never gave up. And then the Chiefs were kind of chasing from that time on. So possession 4 becomes gigantic. The other thing is this Bills team has not been very good against the run. Yeah. And tonight the Chiefs just couldn't get the gash run game going. They spied Patrick Mahomes very effectively, so he couldn't run, just ran once. So give the Bills credit on both sides of the ball here. They played an outstanding game.
I know it's definitely not going to be a defensive effort that people are thrilled with. 28 points is more than the Chiefs. The Chiefs hadn't even given up 21 points since that Jags game in terms of what the Bills did in the first half. So there's plenty to look at. I'm sure Steve Spagnuolo will have a lot of things to break down from this. But the offensive side I found frustrating because none of those things that felt easier in these last few weeks, those easy buttons weren't there. Patrick Mahomes completes less than half of his passes. As you mentioned, Kareem Hunt was actually pretty efficient, and he's still very good in the short yardage, but none of those slash runs. The Breshard Smith experience never really came together on the ground. Clyde Edwards-Helaire gets a couple carries. We don't see Elijah Mitchell, as obviously they're trying to do that without Isaiah Pacheco. Any lessons to be learned from your view about what the Chiefs can do, retooling in the bye week and hoping to come back with a little bit of a fresh look in 2 weeks?
Well, they got to get the offensive line kind of geared up again. I mean, if they get Josh Simmons back and then you figure that out, that's where you start. And tonight, The biggest thing the Bills have going for them defensively is their length and athleticism on the outside of those pass rushers with Rousseau and Joey Bosa. Hoyt got hurt, but you've also got Epenesa out there. So that's a pretty good group to come after the tackles on the outside. I thought that was disruptive. And the fact that you couldn't get the run game going just on base runs was effective. So now to answer your question, the Bills now have shown everybody going to spy Mahomes. You've got to maybe look at it more of an intermediate passing game because they did get that going with Rashee Rice in the first half. They also had some big plays. They overcame 4th and 17 to Rice for 30. They had the Wildcat touchdown run from Rice. They had another 24-yarder to Rice. So maybe if you look back, you can't take everything away. You retool, and if they're going to spy Patrick Mahomes, what does that open up and at what part of the field? That would be the biggest adjustment there. On the other side defensively, they're going to have to look at their sub-packages because tonight The Bills had the tight ends and got him on mismatches. Tranquil lost his footing on the 23-yarder to Kincaid. Tranquil got picked off on the 43-yarder. So what does your sub-package look like, whether it's dime or nickel, and how much you're going to change it up? Because, honestly, Denver's a very similar team to Buffalo. Short passing game, a lot of tunnel screens, and Bo Nix is a threat to run the ball. Kind of looks like a Josh Allen clone. So you're going to see the same thing in Denver here in 2 weeks.
Last thing for you, Mitch. All the up-close stuff here is pretty a huge bummer, you know, losing this game. Big picture, you've called now 10 of these Mahomes-Allen games. They all seem to end something like this. What do you take away? Again, maybe stepping back just a smidge from what went wrong today to these showdowns we've seen between these two quarterbacks.
Well, it's good for the league. It's so good. I don't know if you heard my game day setup when I opened it. There's a bigger story to these two guys. Mahomes played three sports. He wasn't, I'm just going to play football guy. He could have moved from Tyler, Texas. He stayed there to be with his buddies and was not highly recruited. He becomes Texas Tech, one of their all-time alums. And same with Josh Allen. Small-town kid on a 3,000-acre cotton farm. Stays there, doesn't go to the big city, plays three sports. Wyoming barely recruits him, and he becomes iconic. These two guys are great messages for youth sports. They're great for America, great for small-town or mid-sized town America. So these two are going to do it again. They're going to keep going. Give Josh Allen credit tonight. He was really, really good, and he's not thrown it well. He's looked uncomfortable throwing. The running game wasn't big, but the tight ends, they had schemed the tight ends into what they thought was an advantage against the Chiefs, and it worked for them tonight.
Mitch, I appreciate it. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks in Denver.
All right, Joshua, thank you.
There you go. That's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here with us on the Chiefs Radio Network. None of the stats of the game tonight are going to be ones you're thrilled to hear, I'm sure, but our stat of the game is brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. That completion percentage from Patrick Mahomes just jumps off the page because it is incredibly, incredibly uncommon. I need to verify before I tell you for sure that it's the lowest of his NFL starting career here. I saw that go by at one point during the game. Not sure if that's where it ended, but ultimately 15 for 34, and he was trying to make things happen. Mitch also mentioned something that we do need to acknowledge, that this offensive line was even more banged up by the end of the game. No Josh Simmons at left tackle. We've known that for a while now. Now Kingsley Suamataia ends up going out, so Mike Caliendo comes back in, all while Trey Smith at right guard is battling through his back issue, and then Juwan Taylor goes out before Kingsley does, and Wanya Morris comes in Taylor's stead. So a lot of issues on the offensive line. It led to a pretty messy pocket. It seemed like Mahomes was getting hit a lot tonight, and ultimately the offense just couldn't find the groove. And frankly, the Chiefs defense did get a handful of stops in this game. I think at least enough to feel okay about, you know what, if you told me coming into this game you needed 29, 30 points to beat the Bills, I would have felt okay about that, especially considering how this offense has looked. But tonight, it wasn't enough. The Bills take the victory. The regular season, once again, belongs to Buffalo, and the Chiefs not only have a steep climb to the top of the AFC, to the top of the AFC West. Right now, on the graphics they're going to show on TV this week, the Chiefs are just outside looking in, and the Chiefs and Bills still trailing in their own divisions. It's been a fascinating year in the NFL. It was a fascinating day, in fact. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll show you a few things that happened around the rest of the NFL next here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Not a great day in Buffalo for the Kansas City Chiefs, but a wild day around the NFL altogether. This scoreboard update's brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated, stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey. I've told you a few times today, the Chiefs did not get any favors in the AFC West, but I don't think any of these games were as frustrating as what happened with the Denver Broncos. All the Houston Texans could do was score field goals without C.J. Stroud. Ultimately, the Broncos just needed the last one.
This attempt by Will Lutz of 34 yards for the win. Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is good!
11 points in the fourth quarter for the Broncos to win 18-15. That's Dave Logan on the call of KOA Denver. The Broncos are now 7-2, alone at the top of the West. Another crazy game. Chicago getting it done in Cincinnati. A game that I never would have expected would have had nearly 90 total points. I also never would have assumed it would have ended like this.
Safeties are back deep. Adunze motions left. They're blitzing. It's picked up. Caleb throws, middle of the field, Loveland catch, breaks away at the 30, Loveland 20, Loveland 10, Loveland end zone, touchdown Bears! Colston Loveland on a throw by Caleb Williams on the blitz with 17 seconds to go.
That play was going to get them into field goal range or just on the line of it. Instead, Loveland takes it to the house. The Bears win. That's Jeff Joniak on the call of the Chicago Bears Radio Network. Another absolute barn burner and an upset that I can't imagine many people saw coming at all. The Carolina Panthers now have as many wins as the Green Bay Packers on the road. Carolina got it done.
Jansen the snap. Martin the hold. Fitzgerald drives the leg. The kick is up. It is good! Ryan Fitzgerald delivers, and Carolina silences Lambeau Field.
Anish Shroff of the Carolina Panthers Radio Network on the call. The Panthers get the victory. Not a high-scoring game, but 16-13. No need to apologize for victory in the NFL, and the Packers get their second loss of the season. The AFC West game that was sharing the time slot with the Chiefs today went into overtime, in fact. I'll tell you here because the final of this game went wild. But first, some NFL history from Jags kicker Cam Little.
So here we go, a 68-yarder from the left hash out of the hold of Logan Cook. Logan puts it down. Cam Little kicks it up. The 68-yard field goal is good! He grilled it from 68 yards on the last play of the half. How good is that?
Frank Frangie of the Jaguars Radio Network calling NFL history. And I'll tell you what, Little's kick was probably good from 70. An absolute booming leg from the Jags kicker there. Again, making a new NFL record as the kicking balls are different. Kickers' legs keep getting stronger. Something to keep an eye on as the league progresses. In other news around the league, nothing to question in Rams-Saints. The Rams get it done 34-10 over New Orleans. The Chargers' victory 27-20 over the Tennessee Titans. It was close for a while. The defense and special teams did a lot of the work for Tennessee, but ultimately Justin Herbert and the Chargers get it done. The Steelers knock off the Colts in Pittsburgh 27-20. That shakes up the top of the AFC, but frankly, that's not a conversation the Chiefs are in right now. They need to just handle the division as things stand. The Niners win over the Giants 34-24. The Patriots just barely hold on against the Atlanta Falcons 24-23 in New England. And the Minnesota Vikings, the return of J.J. McCarthy, making it happen offensively. They beat the Detroit Lions in Detroit 27-24. J.J. McCarthy has a hand in all of those touchdowns today for Minnesota. Two through the air, one on the ground. Some really fascinating football leading into a Sunday Night Football matchup tonight. Seahawks-Commanders that certainly won't have any impact on the AFC. There you go. That's what's been happening in the NFL today. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk a little bit more about what went wrong for the Chiefs in tonight's loss to the Buffalo Bills. That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Dane and Hughes joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. It really is truly bizarre as the NFL is so hectic. It's so wild at every possible angle, any given Sunday and all of that. One thing that's been pretty consistently true through the last 5 years now, I believe. It's the Bills game in the regular season. It's the Chiefs game in the postseason. You certainly wouldn't trade that, but right now it's such a bizarre place for these teams to be. We talked about this a ton in the pregame show today, and I believed it when I said it then, so now there's an unfortunate truth attached to what we said all throughout pregame. Whoever lost this game today was going to have a real hill to climb, particularly in their own division, which is a rarity for a Chiefs-Bills game where both teams are trying to claw their way back up. The Chiefs are now alone in third place in the AFC West with the Broncos and Chargers ahead of them with 7-6 wins, respectively. The Chiefs stuck at 5-4. It'll be an interesting couple of weeks with the bye week coming up, and then the Chiefs do have a chance to start making some direct impacts on those Denver Broncos. That game's going to be massive in the West, but this was massive today. Let's go ahead and hear our exclusive conversation with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid as Dan and Hughes caught up with him after the game.
All right, here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, tough loss.
Yeah, that was. Listen, you can't. We had opportunities, and we didn't take advantage of them. I've got to make sure that I'm doing my part of this thing and getting the guys the right stuff to run. run, and they didn't do a great job of that. We've got a, both sides of the ball, we just need to pick our game up.
Coach, this is the 10th time between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, obviously the storyline coming into this game. A very unique matchup, though, because it wasn't for what most of the time you guys were setting up for home field advantage or an upper hand. It was just kind of a regular season game. That doesn't change anything about this matchup, though.
No, listen, it was competitive. Again, you got, when you're playing them, you got to take care of opportunities. We didn't do a great job of that.
And you mentioned the opportunities. Going on the road in a hostile environment is tough, but settling for field goals early on instead of the touchdown seemed to be kind of the difference.
Yeah, field goals are a killer in a situation in a game like this. So you got to it's good to get the points, and it was good, great for Bucker because he did a nice job. But you want touchdowns there. That one before halftime, you need to punch it in from the one, and we didn't do a great job of that. And we had opportunity. We started slow in the second half. You can't do that either.
Coach, a bright spot in this game is Clyde Edwards-Helaire getting back on the field. How big is that for that young man?
Yeah, it's great for him. He's a great kid, and it's good to have him back. He brings good energy.
And you guys got some big chunk plays. It seemed like when you were stretching the field vertically, things were just kind of working. 87 was big. You had Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown coming up with a few huge plays as well.
Yeah, we did. Pat was moving around, making those throws, and he made a couple nice throws, and guys, ran some good routes. We just have to be more consistent with it early.
Coach, last question. 4th and 17, you guys showed some grit. Special teams showing up at the end gave yourselves a shot. Where do you guys go from here with the bye week coming up?
Yeah, so you rest up, and then you get yourself ready for a good Denver team, and we got to make sure that we, like I said, get ourselves right for that. The guys that are nicked up a little bit, take care of business, and then we'll get back on it and get ourselves ready.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
I do. Appreciate it.
There you go, Dannon Hughes in his conversation with Andy Reid right after the game. A couple things there at the very end that stand out to me. First of all, just a reminder, I'm sure every fan listening right now is also feeling this. It just stinks to go into a bye week on a loss against a good team and a team that you kind of wanted to be able to measure yourself against. Going in on a win, starting to at least even things up a little bit in the AFC West, and to get within striking distance of Denver after the bye would have been a really nice way to spend the next week and a half or so before the real, Chiefs-Broncos game prep started making its way out. But now, it's going to be a bye week that is, as Andy Reid said there, it's going to be about getting healthy. It's going to be about figuring out what you haven't done well enough and where you go from here. And right now, the Chiefs' path is a crowded one. They're built for that, and I expect that we're going to see them continue to claw their way through, but got a little bit tougher today with a tough loss to a good Buffalo Bills team. We'll take a timeout, but before we do, let's hear our offensive play of the game. It's brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915.
The Chiefs will have Rashee Rice in the Wildcat. He's going to run the Wildcat power near side, and he will trot into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City! The Buffalo Bills go for it on 4th down near midfield and pay the price for not making it.
We'll take our break, come back, discuss a couple of the rookie impacts in this game, and then start to hear from some players from the locker room. That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
The Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holthus airs Monday nights at 6 on 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into the Chiefs Radio Network post-game show. Our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play-On app and let's play. One of the interesting things on the defensive side of the football tonight, from the very beginning of the game, we saw rookie cornerback Noel Williams on the field. We talked about him during the pregame show, discussing if him getting a little bit more playing time would be able to move Trent McDuffie into the slot, letting Williams and Jalen Watson play on the outside. That might be a good strategy with Khalil Shakir as the Bills' most dangerous wide receiver. Now, he still had a pretty nice night, and obviously Dalton Kincaid ended up truly leading the way, but I'm interested to hear from Noel Williams, who we will hear from right now, as he was being talked to by Josh Klingler and others, providing some answers and some insight into what went wrong for the Chiefs defense tonight.
I gotta look at the film first to say what they did, good. I gotta look at the whole picture. I think it was just, maybe it was more self-inflicted wounds. Maybe it's what we did, not exactly what we made them look good. So, they're a good team, so
What was it like for you playing here? It's a pretty good atmosphere, I'd say. I mean, I'm sure that's what's first on your mind right now, but I mean, is it play that way?
Yeah, it's a good atmosphere. This is somewhere you dream about playing. You know, I've watched plenty of games here, so it's a blessing on my end, but we still want to come out with a W.
Was one of your first thoughts seemed to be to see them again? Was that, did you guys already think about that?
Yeah, for sure. That's what you always think with this team. I mean, it's basically like a rivalry, so you know we're going to get another shot at them down the road.
What did the tight ends do tonight to make it difficult? Their tight ends had some success tonight. I know that they hadn't been as much. What did they do to get themselves in position?
Like I said, I just got to look at the film first to, like, say what they did. You know, we were just making them look good. I mean, they are a good team, but I just got to look at the film more to understand what they did special. Feel me?
Got the offense one more drive, though. That's sometimes what it takes. So I'm guessing that, get them off the field some way, somehow, find a way to get one more drive. I'm sure you probably thought you're going to get it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's always – that's our goal. Just give Pat back the ball, you know. That's our goal, give the ball to our offense so they can score for them. But, you know, we could always help them get in turnovers earlier. So it's a lot of stuff to work on.
Thanks for a minute.
Thank you.
It's Noel Williams. Joshua, back to you.
Thanks, Clay. Yep, that's rookie cornerback Noel Williams. That's our rookie report brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. I think it is completely fair that especially a corner who's totally locked into to what his job is there, they don't need to review the tape and figure out what exactly went wrong. I do really appreciate Kling catching up with him there because he's one of the few guys who has a fresh perspective on this rivalry because he just got here. This isn't his 10th matchup against Josh Allen like it is for Patrick Mahomes. This is his first time in Buffalo and his first time in that stadium and in this rivalry that's been built up over recent years. So interesting to see him get all the run that he did today. Frankly, I was happy about that. I think he looked pretty good, at least throughout the first half. In the second half, this is not to say that he didn't look good in the second half. I also, to quote Noah Williams, I'm gonna have to look at the tape to figure out exactly what was going on, especially there in the secondary. But it was ultimately, it was the tight ends that did so much of the damage on behalf of that Bills offense. Dalton Kincaid goes 6 catches for 101 and the score, leading the way there, even as Khalil Shakir was the next man up as a wide receiver. So much of that damage came from the tight ends. We'll go ahead and take another timeout. We've got several more interviews from the stadium and a lot more to break down as we go here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into the Chiefs Radio Network postgame show. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We'll hear from Patrick Mahomes here in just a few minutes. I am really interested to go back and to try to figure out what exactly had so many issues in the Chiefs' passing game tonight. The final score, the final stat lines, rather, for Mahomes, nothing pretty about the box score. And the box score, of course, hopefully we all know this by now, the box score tells far less than part of the story. It's just a little sliver, but 15 for 34 for 250 yards, that pick that was, third and 10, the deep shot down there, arm punt, if you will, 3 sacks on the day, and just a hard time finding anything easy for the offense. Let's hear from Patrick Mahomes in his post-game press conference after the loss of the Bills.
Oh, they had a really good plan, man. They have good pass rushers, and they had a good plan of doing some games and stuff up front and pushing the pocket. So credit to them. They had a great plan, and they have great players, and they made a lot of plays today. I mean, just when they're playing the man type coverages, trying to get some guys open down the field, and they did a good job of pushing the pocket. So I got to be better at working the pocket, finding different lanes to step up through. But when I was able to, we were able to hit some shots down the field, but it's just got to be more consistent with that.
Take us through the 4th and 17 and sort of what you felt the flow of the game was after you guys converted that.
I mean, big play, obviously, getting that getting into the end zone on that drive on the 4th and 1 as well. So coach just trusted us, and we're kind of in that range where it was too long of a field goal, but there was no reason to really punt. So I mean, coach gave us a chance and got guys Rasheed getting open in like the last window. So big play, but obviously we didn't capitalize on the momentum of that play.
What's your overriding takeaway from this game, especially sort of as you go into the bye week? I mean, how do you sort of look at things overall?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've had great moments, we've had bad moments. We got to be more consistent as a team. I got to be more consistent at quarterback. And we got to be able to battle. I mean, we've kind of been in a lot of these tight, close games in our history, but if they're not going our way now. So how can we deal with that adversity? How can we be better and learn from it? I mean, you can only learn from so many losses. I mean, you got to learn from it fast, and it's going to be an uphill battle when we get back. But I think our guys are up to it.
Did you put your finger on the disconnect you guys had on offense, specifically on third down?
Yeah, they did a great job. They did a great job rushing the passer. I missed some guys open on certain plays, and they did a good job of being in the zones that we wanted to throw it in. That's a good football team. I know they had some guys down, but they're coached very well. They play extremely hard, and they did a great job today.
We kind of heard you through the wall there. What's your message to the guys going into the bye week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, like I said, we got to learn from it, but it's kind of like, got to do it now. Like, there's no easy game coming up, and there's no more chances that we can really take losses. So, I mean, you got to learn from it fast, and we got to be better as a team. Offensively, we got to be better, especially on some of those big drives we had in the second half. And I think we'll just continue to push away and learn on this bye week, and then come back and be ready to play our best football coming off of it.
Kind of into the half, what stands out about that season?
Yeah, we got to find a way to get in the end zone. Just after the big play and getting down at the half-yard line, kind of the run play, and weren't able to get in, and two chances for me, and I tried to get the trap, and obviously took the big hit. But we got to find a way to get in the end zone. So I got to be better there, and situationally we got to be better. I thought we had a couple of those where we didn't really execute at a high enough level, and that's why we got lost. Yeah, 100%. I mean, you don't want to throw interceptions, don't get me wrong, but if you're going to throw it, make it down the field and give the guy a chance in that situation, and it almost worked out for us because we were able to get the stop and have a chance at a Hail Mary a couple times. There's no reason to take the sack there and throw it up there. Maybe get it, make a big time play or something like that, but they made a play and were in the right coverage.
Your emphasis is on the next opponent, but given the pass patterns you've met the Bills both in regular season and full season, that kind of scenario.
I mean, we got to get there first. I mean, we got a lot of good teams in our division, and they're playing really good football. And we're down there at third place right now, and so we got to get back and get ourselves right. You know, we got to play better football. And right off the bat, we're playing Denver, and so that'll be a huge game for us. And so, how can we respond with this bye week, getting ourselves better, and self scouting ourselves so that we can be better and go up against a tough division opponent?
Hey, Patrick, did you get an explanation on that intentional ground?
I was just trying to say that it got my arm and the ball kind of got hit, and that's why I was trying to throw it closer to the guy down the field, but I mean, it's a judgment call and it's not reviewable, so there's nothing you can really do about it. But I was just trying to explain myself that I was trying to throw it closer to the guy down the field. I wasn't going to throw it to him, but I was going to burn it, but obviously they didn't see the ball get tipped, but that's part of the game. You know, you got to move on from it.
Patrick, this matchup has been crazy. It's so many ups and downs, Josh Allen going against him. What's it like preparing for you to be in this environment?
Yeah, you know, it's going to come down to a couple plays, you know, and they made those plays today. Josh played amazing. They ran the ball well, and their defense had a good game plan. It always comes down to these certain plays and games where you got to go out there and make the play happen, and we weren't able to do that today.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes after the loss, his post-game press conference in Buffalo. Something there just mentioning how the Bills ran the ball there as well. Just a stat that just popped out to me. Scan on the box score again. The Chiefs and the Bills both ran for 4 yards a carry. The explosives are very similar. Cook's longest was 17. Hunt's longest was 13. Hunt ran for 4.5 yards a carry. Cook for 4.2. All in all, though, both teams each individually averaged 4 yards a carry. The Chiefs just had 20 carries for 79 yards, while the Bills had 35 for 141. But by averages, they were running it equally well, which is pretty interesting. The most fun run of the day, I think, came from Rashee Rice. He scored a touchdown on the ground, also led the Chiefs in receiving, 4 catches for 80 yards. That's why he's today's MVP of the game, presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit johndeere.com to learn more.
Quarter, Mahomes again, a deep drop. And he'll throw over the middle. He's got Rice open at the 15, angling to the 10 and shoved out of bounds there. On 4th and 17, the Chiefs get 30 to Rashee Rice.
We'll take a timeout when we come back. We're going to hear from a couple of guys in the trenches, Mike Pinnell and Creed Humphrey, next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus with CDOT every Monday at 4, 96.5 The Fan.
To throw is Josh Allen, scrambling, moving forward, still trying to get a free, and he's sacked back at the 46-yard line by Leo Chanel.
When the Kansas City Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with a buy one, get one free Big Mac at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. There was a new face on the defensive line that was actually a very familiar face to many Chiefs fans, as this week Mike Pinnell was released from the Cincinnati Bengals and then rejoined the good guys here in Kansas City, rejoined this defensive line. Had a pretty good workload out there by my eye during the game and certainly got involved. The Chiefs need all the depth they can get on the defensive line right now. And after the game, we heard from Mike Pinnell as he caught up with Dan and Hughes.
All right, thanks. We're here with Mike Pinnell. Mike, I just got a chance to speak with Clyde Edwards-Helaire in regards to his return here. You're in the same circumstance. I mean, how huge is it to be back in a Chiefs uniform?
It's pretty good. You know, just out here playing with guys I did camp and the OTAs with. But I know that we wanted to get the win.
Yeah, tough loss against a team. Maybe you'll see them later in this season. What was your thoughts on the game? Some missed opportunities out there on both sides of the football.
Yeah, I just think you hit the nail on the head. Missed opportunities. But, you know, fortunately enough, I'm pretty sure we'll see these guys again and we'll clean them up.
And now leading into a bye week, not necessarily the way you would like to go into a bye week, but an opportunity to kind of reset, some self-scouting that'll be involved, and then you guys can come out guns blazing against the Broncos in a couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got that kind of unit. We're going to go back to the drawing board and put in work. I know this is going to be a good mentality when we come back. I'm excited.
All right, appreciate your time, bro.
There you go, Mike Pinnell, a really important guy to add back to this room, in my opinion. You had a little bit more help in the run-defense sort of game where it's not just reliant on, obviously, Chris Jones playing the enormous majority of those snaps, but then Derek Nnadi and Jerry Tillery, the next guys up, maybe not in that order. But obviously, Omar Norman Lott, the rookie defensive tackle, he was on an upswing in terms of what he was being asked to do, but he is out for the year, so Mike Pinnell's return comes there. Obviously, it is the bye week, but maybe it's time for you to play on when you want to get back out to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. If you do, Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. Save big with promo code Chiefs Radio on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. It was kind of interesting during the game. I realized that the only member of the Chiefs offensive line who was a healthy starter was Creed Humphrey. There was shuffling around everywhere else, and Trey Smith very clearly still playing through his back issue from a couple of weeks ago. Missed the game last week, returned here now, but ultimately, Creed Humphrey is the guy in the middle of that offensive line. He's been healthy throughout the season. He's had another excellent year, but I'm curious to hear his perspective on what the offense did well and did poorly tonight. Here's Josh Klingler with Creed Humphrey.
I know all you want is a chance late. Getting the ball back one more time, did you think you had a shot?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we always have a shot with this offense. We just got to execute better throughout the game.
This felt like a game where every single possession mattered, right?
Yep. Got to execute more.
What did this one come down to you on the offensive end, do you think? Looked like they did a really good job of kind of manning up and guarding receivers down the field. Looked like you guys gave plenty of time, but looked like their coverage was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we just have to execute better. You know, got to see the film, see everything, and learn off of that.
Do you like these kinds of atmospheres in the regular season? Felt playoff-like?
Yeah.
What makes this one tough or maybe fun?
They had a good crowd. Yeah, you know, they got a good crowd. They get involved in the game.
I imagine this is also a team you're like, we'll see you again.
Yeah, you know, we definitely want to see them again. They're a really solid team, really good team. So, you know, we got to get back in, study, and get after it.
Creed, thanks for a minute.
Yep.
All right. That's Creed Humphrey. Joshua, back to you.
Appreciate it, fellas. Obviously, not a fun time for any of these guys to reflect on the game, but I appreciate everybody taking some time to do that. How about a little bit of bye week viewing for you? If you'd like to go back to some of the fun from last year and from Chiefs history, you can do that. You can relive the team's historic journey to Super Bowl 59 during the 2024 season, as told through unprecedented access to players, coaches, and staff. You can also learn about the organization's humble beginnings under Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt. Stream The Kingdom now on ESPN and Disney+. I really do think if you've not gotten all the way through that from the first time out, bye week feels like a very good time to do a little bit of that, a little self-scouting of your own, and then the Chiefs will handle their business, and then we'll see them after a break in Denver. The defense had some real moments today. What's our big beef defensive play of the game?
Fourth and two, they say, at the 47 of Kansas City. Allen turns right, now left. Hit as he throws. The pass is going to be incomplete. Broken up at the very end by Brian Cook. Brian Cook at the very end of the play. They were looking for Khalil Shakir. It looked like he had it momentarily, Danon, but a big knockout by Cook to knock it down. Incomplete, and the Chiefs hold on downs.
That was our Big Beef Defensive Play of the Game, presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner. We'll take a timeout, we'll come back, and we'll relive some of the highs and lows of the game as the Chiefs fall in Buffalo 28-21.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs Ball, 96.5, The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
Let's take it from the top. The Chiefs won the toss and deferred, giving Josh Allen's Buffalo Bills the first opportunity. A DPI on Jalen Watson gave the Bills their first initial first down, and Buffalo got rolling from there. A 17-yard run from James Cook got the Bills into Chiefs territory, later converted their first third down attempt of the drive on third and four. A bit later, the Bills had their second third down attempt on third and eight.
Allen takes the snap. And he's going to look on a corner route. The defender falls down. It's going to be an easy touchdown for Buffalo. Drew Tranquil fell down. And Dalton Kincaid runs the easiest corner route he'll have all year. A 23-yard pass.
11 plays, 84 yards, 7 minutes, 7 points. Not how you want to start things defensively. Kareem Hunt ran for 3 on first down. Hollywood Brown dropped a bullet from Mahomes to set up 3rd and 7. Mahomes tried for Rashee Rice, but overthrew it, so the Chiefs went 3 and out. Also, not how you want to start it. It was a poor 40-yard punt from Matt Araiza, honestly leaving all 3 phases with some mistakes in the first 8 minutes of the game. Cook kept rolling, but the Bills faced 3rd and 7 near midfield and picked up 5. On 4th and 2, the Chiefs could really use a stop.
4th and 2, they say, at the 47 of Kansas City. Allen turns right, now left. Hit as he throws. The pass is going to be incomplete. Broken up at the very end by Brian Cook. Brian Cook at the very end of the play. They were looking for Khalil Shakir. It looked like he had it momentarily, Danon, but a big knockout by Cook to knock it down. Incomplete, and the Chiefs hold on downs.
After 3 and out on that first drive, the Chiefs picked up a chunk play to start their second possession.
Two tight ends to the right of Mahomes and a running back as a play action fake to Kareem Hunt. And now a throw near side caught by Rice at the 35 of the Bills. Little stop and go move on the defender. That was Jordan Poyer. And then Matt Milano pushes Rashee Rice out of bounds, but the Chiefs get their first big chunk play of 19 yards.
Backfield touches to Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice combined for another first down, with Rice getting a straight handoff out of shotgun out of 2nd and 3. A would-be near sack was undone by a penalty on the Bills' secondary. Then carries from Hunt and Rashard Smith got down to the 3. Then, I don't even know what position Rashee Rice plays anymore.
The Chiefs will have Rashee Rice in the Wildcat. He's going to run the Wildcat power near side, and he will trot into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City! The Buffalo Bills go for it on 4th down near midfield and pay the price for not making it.
The Chiefs defense needed to stand up after the KC score. They only needed 3 plays to get the ball back to Mahomes and company.
The field, Shakir comes in motion. They set up a triangle near side. Deep drop by Allen. Now he's going to try to scramble. He's hit from behind. He tried to scramble. He got to the 35. This is going to be a sack.
Mahomes took a sack on first down, but erased the loss instantly on second down with a 24-yard strike to Rice. Hunt followed with a strong 13-yard run, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he lost two on his first touch of the year. The drive sputtered out, leaving Harrison Butker to come in for a 46-yard field goal to make it 10-7. The Bills started with a long shovel pass from Allen to Jackson Hawes for 18. Even after a holding penalty moved Buffalo back to second and 13, the Bills struck.
Allen, with some time now, throws it late, throws it caught, 40-yard line of Kansas City at the 30, at the 20, and it's down the field and all the way inside the Chiefs' 10-yard line. And it goes to Dalton Kincaid.
That was a theme, and that play got Buffalo down to the 8-yard line, and two plays later, they cashed in.
They run it on the left side, an easy touchdown off tackle left of 3 yards by Ty Johnson.
Tyquan Thornton had another good kickoff return for the Chiefs, bringing the ball out to the 40-yard line. In two plays, Hunt and Rice moved the Chiefs into Buffalo territory. On third and three, Mahomes' pass was nearly intercepted, but the Chiefs' offense stayed on the field for fourth down.
Quick slant caught, broken up. Cole Bishop breaks it up, intended for Rashi Rice. And the Bills hold on downs at their own 40-yard line.
On the first play of the following Bills drive, Cook ran for 16. Then the Bills started trying to chew clock while the Chiefs looked to save some time. Unfortunately, this is not how you want to make that happen.
Allen will sprint out to the right, looking for a deep throw. He's going down the right sideline, and it's caught at the 10-yard line and pushed out of bounds. Jalen Watson pushes Dawson Knox out of bounds at the 3-yard line.
If you missed this sequence, man, it was a strange one. The Chiefs brought Cook down at the one before Allen snuck it in himself on second down to make it 21-10 Bills. The Chiefs had 93 seconds and a timeout with a chance to double dip, really. Mahomes went to Hunt for 6 and then to Kelce for 20 before what?
Mahomes deep drop this time and he unloads it near side. He's got Hollywood Brown inside the 5. Stumbles backwards down to the 1-yard line. Mahomes finds Hollywood Brown on a deep corner route.
Man, those last few feet ended up mattering in a big way because the Bills had to use a timeout there with 20 seconds left. Hunt got the carry but could not get in, so the Chiefs called their final timeout with 15 seconds. Second and goal, thrown away, 9 seconds left. Third and goal, incomplete to Kelce. He takes a huge hit. The Chiefs settle for another field goal to make it 21-13 just before the half. It didn't get any better on the other side of halftime. There was no double dip to be had. The Chiefs threw the ball on all three plays and went 3 and out, giving the ball right back down by 8. Allen with the ball galloped for 11 yards on 3rd and 2 as the Bills kept rolling, but good coverage and eventual pressure forced Buffalo to a 3rd and 10.
Allen in the shotgun, quick wide receiver screen. Khalil Shakir is hit and pulled down. Gain of 1 on the play. Nick Bolton would have nothing of it.
After the punt, the Chiefs' offense started from the 11-yard line. A short run and a lot of contact on a missed deep shot to Xavier Worthy set up 3rd and 9.
Mahomes has time. Pump faking once, twice. Now he unloads. He's got Kelce. First down at the 40-yard line. Mahomes waited and waited and waited for his old friend and gets a 28-yard pass play up to the 40-yard line.
On second down, Mahomes was flagged for intentional grounding despite the ball being tipped, setting up 3rd and 16. After a very long stoppage, Mahomes was sacked on third down and the Chiefs punted it back. The Bills had no such offensive issues on the next drive. Chunk gains to Shakir and Coleman got Buffalo to the KC 40. Then Elijah Moore on his 6th catch of the year picked up 27 to get to the 11. Two plays later, pay dirt.
Josh Allen tries the left side tush push. No signal yet given by the officials, and now they give it to him.
Mahomes was hit in the pocket on first down for the Chiefs, whacked on the sidelines on second down for 2 more incompletions, and the Chiefs really needed a big play to keep the game alive and avoid the 3 and out.
3-by-1 of the Chiefs with eligible receivers. Left side boundary throw. Hollywood Brown with the catch at the left boundary on the Chiefs sideline. His second big catch of this game and down to the Buffalo 33 as Mahomes launches one for 30-plus yards.
Juwan Taylor was injured around here at the start of the fourth quarter as Mahomes took a sack. On 3rd and 17, Mahomes and Worthy couldn't connect near the sticks. It was close. And the Chiefs ended up leaving the offense on the field, hoping for a miracle on 4th and 17.
Quarter, Mahomes again, a deep drop. And he'll throw over the middle. He's got Rice open at the 15, angling to the 10 and shoved out of bounds there. On 4th and 17, the Chiefs get 30 to Rashi Rice.
It's honestly remarkable how many times in this sequence the Chiefs just barely kept it alive. It was 3rd and 1 from the 2. Hunt was rejected. It set up 4th and less than 1.
Mahomes is under center, sends Rice in motion. They hand it off. Kareem Hunt, easy touchdown. the left side, blows it open. But now it's a touchdown, and 28-19, the Chiefs will look to go for two to get within a touchdown at 11:32 to go in the game.
That's exactly what happened. Down 9 points. You can either kick the extra point, make it eight, or go for two. The Chiefs went ahead and went for the two-point conversion right away, and I think Patrick Mahomes knew who he was throwing the ball to.
Smith now goes. They try to flood the right. They throw it a yard deep for the two-point conversion. Kelsey's got it and yanks it away from Cam Lewis, the defender, and the Chiefs are within 7 points at 11:32 to go in the game.
They needed something else from the defense. Well, the Bills march in the Chiefs' territory, but a timely blitz moved them back again as Trent McDuffie got home to Josh Allen for the sack, and that set up 3rd and 13.
To throw is Josh Allen, scrambling, moving forward, still trying to get a free, and he's sacked back at the 46-yard line by Leo Chanel.
Jones got there first. Chanel got there to bring Allen down, forcing a Bills punt, giving the Chiefs the ball down 7 with just under 7 minutes left. Hunt started the drive with a rumbling 8-yard run, bouncing off of contact, but the Chiefs moved backwards on second down after a Wanya Morris hold in at right tackle for Taylor. Kelsey picked it all back up on the next play, then after the next play, Kingsley Suamataia hobbled off as Mike Caliendo came in, the Chiefs' offensive line just barely holding together with backups and injuries at nearly every position at that point, everywhere except for center. Then, on 2nd and 10, the Chiefs had a great-looking screen to Breshard Smith, but the ball bounced off of Trey Smith's helmet, which set up 3rd and 10.
Backing off the Bills in zones. Now a long throw. Nobody's back there but a Bill. This is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Buffalo. It is intercepted by the rookie Maxwell Hairston.
The Chiefs still had all three timeouts. The game was not over with more than 4 minutes remaining, but the Bills kept rolling as Andy Reid started using Kansas City's timeouts. It was mostly procedural from there. I want to spare you some of the grisly details and get down to the final drama. The Bills ran the clock down to 29 seconds, had a chance to end the game with a field goal, but Prater missed the 52-yard kick with a doink, so the Chiefs got the ball back with 22 seconds and the ball at the Chiefs' 42-yard line. First play, Mahomes to Worthy for 18. Second play, Mahomes throws it away. Third play, 11 seconds, a pass to Tyquan Thornton that was close to a touchdown. Then, ultimately, the final play.
Chiefs have got to go to the end zone now. Down 28-21. The last play of the game here. Rushed by the Bills. Mahomes trying to buy time. Launches it down near the end zone. And it's knocked away incomplete. And Buffalo will beat Kansas City for the fifth time in the last 6 regular season games.
That's all she wrote. Buffalo wins the regular season version of this meeting, 28-21, and now all we can do is hope for a rematch in January. The Chiefs have fared much better there, but today it wasn't enough. Buffalo Bills 28, Kansas City Chiefs 21.
Wake up tomorrow morning with Fesco and Dusty, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Mahomes deep drop this time, and he unloads it near side. He's got Hollywood Brown inside the 5. Stumbles backwards down to the 1-yard line. Mahomes finds Hollywood Brown on a deep corner route.
That's today's sweet play of the game. It's brought to you by Andy's Frozen Custard, home of the 87 Concrete. A portion of every 87 Concrete sold supports Travis Kelce's 87 and Running Foundation. Hurry into Andy's today and collect both 87 Concrete souvenir cups before they're gone. Let's hear from another player on the defensive side of the ball tonight. Again, I know that they were able to run the ball pretty effectively. The first, by far the best performance from a number one running back that the Chiefs have gone up against all year. James Cook's been on fire. No huge surprise there. Josh Allen only ran for 19 yards. Not a terrible performance that way. I think it's okay if you expect you're going to need 30 points to beat the Buffalo Bills. I am sure, though, that Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton was not quite as content with the defensive effort. Content's probably the wrong word for me as well, but ultimately, a tough day and a tough matchup for the Chiefs defense. What did Nick Bolton have to say after the game?
Points, and then I had a couple good drives, and then we stalled there a little bit on the defensive side, gave up some explosive plays, led to some points, and kind of dug ourselves a little hole right there in the second half, a little bit of cleaner football, still some things we can clean up for the mental part, but overall, I thought we tackled pretty well, but we didn't have enough non-explosive plays to win the football game. Had explosive passes, explosive runs, and things got to clean up coming next week or next couple weeks.
Did you sense that their plan was to attack like that intermediate and the flats and have an intention to go after you that way?
quite honest with you, that's kind of their scheme is overall, period. They kind of do the same things over and over again in terms of attacking the middle of the field, matching the run plays with the pass plays, and getting the ball on the perimeter on bootlegs, or attacking the middle of the field with different combinations. So that's kind of what they do. It's their DNA, and that's kind of how they play football.
Very effective with the tight end tonight, too. What made that kind of trouble?
Man, it kind of mixed up different looks. I ran a lot of them out there, different plays. Kind of way to get the ball in their hands quick, and got some room out in space, man. I think we had some things that worked well and some things that didn't work well, and I just got to go back to the drawing board and get better for 2 weeks from now.
Got the ball back, though, to the offense somehow, some way. Did you expect to come through with a score there?
I mean, obviously, we had hope anytime we give them the ball with some time on the clock, but again, I think on a third down and short, we could have got off the field right there. Probably would have saved them close to 45 or so seconds, and when the game gets down to nitty-gritty in the last drive, you kind of need those seconds back, so obviously, I was kind of take that on us on our point, obviously on me. I just make sure I give the alerts out, get guys in the right places.
Nick, this is the team you see a lot. I guess, what can you take away from this game if you do see them again down the road?
Oh, yeah, just got to have the right mindset. Got to come in the game with the right mindset. Got to play all 4 quarters, 60 minutes, regardless if we're at their place or our place. That's kind of the expectation of this game. A lot of great players, a lot of familiarity. It's kind of like a divisional game in terms of you play each other so much. So the details, minor details, and just focus for a long period of time matters.
Do you always expect to see them again?
We've got to do our job, though, man. We haven't done our job so far this year, so not look too far in the past. I mean, in the future, we got some things we got to clean up week by week, and give us a chance to go down there and play them again. But we just got to clean up some things.
Thanks, Nick. That's Nick Bolton. Joshua, back to you.
Thank you, Kling. Interesting there from Nick Bolton. And honestly, I think a very good, probably quite honest response. We've all been talking about seeing the Bills again in the playoffs, and I think a lot of the times I've been thinking about it in terms of like, well, if the Bills are good enough to host a home playoff game, maybe the Chiefs will see them there. But I think Nick Bolton probably has the right mindset. Well, hey, right now, we aren't in any position to say, okay, we'll see you in the playoffs, because right now the Chiefs are not in the playoff picture. I expect that to change as the weeks go on. They're going to have a real opportunity against the Broncos in a couple weeks. But all in all, I think that's a pretty good little addition there from Nick Bolton. Our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app and let's play. Let's hear from one of the members of the offense, another one of those familiar faces that you haven't seen on the field in quite a little while. You've heard Danon Hughes mention his name a couple of times. Well, Danon caught up with the one Clyde Edwards-Helaire after the game as he makes his first action on the field in a Chiefs uniform in quite some time.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Clyde, welcome back.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man. It was, good being able to put the Chiefs uniform back on, so... So what I've been looking forward to since the last Super Bowl I was in against San Fran. So, excited to be able to put the Chiefs uniform back on.
Clyde, it's a unique situation around the NFL where guys are able to return to their original teams. It's not the original team of Mike Pinnell, but you and he being able to come back and contribute in that fashion. How big is that for you personally?
Personally, I would say, to me, man, I would say I've never climbed Mount Everest, but I feel like it was climbing Mount Everest. So this is something that was like a weight lifted off my shoulders, man. It's something I felt like when I left here last year. It was a situation where I didn't even get a chance to showcase throughout the season. It was getting put on NFI before week one. So it was just one of those things, man, where I knew I needed to showcase or go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But I knew at some point just the things that I showed, the discipline I showed, being able to communicate, with guys who are upstairs with the Chiefs organization. I knew at some point that I was going to be able to get back in the building and be able to put this red back on.
Yeah, it's such a cutthroat business, and I mentioned during the pregame show how some things get overlooked in regards to professionalism, maturity, and there's so many times you hear stories of guys going out of different organizations on a bad note, maybe dogging them, and just not showing that professionalism. So I give you credit, brother, for carrying yourself the way you did and leaving the opportunity for you to come back in this fashion. Was that kind of your mindset as things were unfolding? It can be so detrimental, because you don't know where your career is going, but you know how to handle yourself.
Yeah, most definitely. I would say this was just one of the, I wouldn't even say a roadblock. I mean, I would say I've, some people kind of know my story, but I would say I've dealt with more tragedy or more
I guess, vulnerable experiences that some people would say that, you know, they couldn't fathom or be a part of. But I know for a fact, just kind of when I knew all this was kind of unfolding, I could see the light at the end of the tunnel. And for me, the light at the end of the tunnel was being able to put this uniform back on. And even to kind of start that off, man, it was one of those things where Coach Reed and Veach and Clark Hunt, like everybody, they were big on making sure my mental was in the right spot that it needed to be. And that's how ultimately we ended up coming to a decision where, you know, I was able to leave last year, go somewhere, put the pads on, do camp elsewhere. But it was also showcasing that not only was my mental good, but my physical was also there. Weights, you know, everything was just about showing who I was and who I was going to become on the back end of just the experience. I wouldn't even say this is the back end, far from the back end of my career. I mean, I'm 26 years old, yeah. So I could say I can do this for another 6-7 years easily. But it was just one of those things where I know I want to do these next 6 or 7 years at the Kansas City Chiefs, and they drafted me, they called my name, they put me in the NFL, and being able to showcase that and show that gratitude of this is why I'm here and this is where I want to be. I'm going to make that happen and continue to do that. That's why I was able to be able to get in the situation to put this uniform back on. So I feel like I did the work I needed to do in order to be in this spot talking to you. So feeling good.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, brother, and God bless you, man. It's one of the great stories from a personal perspective, putting football aside. So continue to encourage a bunch of people out there just in your story. Continue blessings.
I got you. I appreciate it.
Good stuff there with Danon Hughes and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Obviously, a lot of that would have probably felt even better after a win, both for Clyde and for anybody listening right now. But there really is one heck of a story there that I imagine most Chiefs fans probably have some idea of. But a heck of a story all the way through, and interesting for Clyde to get the call up and to be a part of the offense again tonight. We'll see how much more we see and hear from him the rest of the way. But again, good stuff there with Danon Hughes and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yuengling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. I'll give you what I have on the injury front, share some final thoughts, and a stat that I just saw during the last commercial break. That's all coming up next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Mitch Holtis joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30. 96.5, The Fan.
Let's get to your Chiefs injury report, brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same day care. After the game, Andy Reid really only gave a real update on Juwan Taylor's injury. He said it was a right ankle injury for the Chiefs' right tackle. There's the bye week to hopefully get right there. And left guard Kingsley Suamataia, he was knocked out of the game a little bit later on there. Did not return, but Reid didn't have a particular update for Kingsley, so you expect that's pretty minor. Kingsley got off the field okay at the time as well. And then you hope the bye week is a time for Trey Smith and his back issue to heal up. Maybe we see Josh Simmons, Juwan Taylor get healthy, and then Jalen Moore can be wherever he's needed. Left tackle, right tackle, whatever it may be, he's clearly the next man up. The interesting stat I wanted to tell you is from Next Gen Stats. They tweeted this out a little bit ago. The Bills pressured Patrick Mahomes on 52.6% of his dropbacks. That's 14.3% higher than their pressure rate in any of their other 9 matchups against the Chiefs since 2020. Mahomes completed just 3 of 16 passes for 61 yards and an interception when pressured. So the Bills were bothering Mahomes. Ultimately, the Chiefs' offense was bothered all night, and the Chiefs fall 28-21. That'll do it for us here in the studio. After the break, we go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey, Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the expressed written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey is prohibited.
So, again, it's Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes, and in the regular season again, actually for the 5th straight time, Josh Allen becomes the victor. He lost the first game of the 2020 regular season, or lost the first game to the Chiefs in that COVID year, but since then he has been the regular season nemesis for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Buffalo wins it tonight 28-21. 21. Our executive producer, Eric Townsend, field engineer Nate Wetmore, Steve Cook and Adam Smith, the assistant field engineers, Derek Nestor, the studio director, Bobby Gilliland, master control, Nick Springer, segment producer, Alex Grimes has instant replay, A.J. Engel, the production assistant, Bill Ratner, Roberta Solomon, the studio announcers, Derek Nelson, traveling here from Houston to be our statistician tonight, Matt McMullen, the chief senior team reporter, our spotter this evening, Brian Reeve and Dylan Reeve, our parabolic operators, Chris Sawyer, our studio engineer, so helpful all year long, and also studio custodian Shotgun Jackson. He'll be with me tomorrow night on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Derek Odell, general sales manager for sports, Lynn Greenemeyer, sales department assistant, Dan Fatino, traffic director, Joanne Blackwell, affiliate relations, brand manager, Steven Spector, J.R. Ammons, operations manager, Roxanne Marotti at the top of the chart, senior vice president, market manager. The entire staff of Odyssey works hard for 12 months. And for the better part of 7 days of the week to bring you these games, and now a much-earned bye week for everybody. Tomorrow night on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, we'll be at Overland Park on 135th Street at that Hy-Vee, very near the Blue Valley Recreational Complex and Blue Valley Northwest High School. And tomorrow night, we're going to have Kevin Lockett, the former Chiefs receiver, of course, the father of Tyler Lockett, longtime NFL receiver, and we'll have him on tomorrow night. That'll be at the Hy-Vee at 135th Street. In Overland Park. We'll also get some sound from Coach Reed and get his reaction to this game, which was a loss to the Buffalo Bills, 28-21. Chiefs are now 5-4 going into the bye week, and the Bills go to 6-2, and the Chiefs fall two games behind the Denver Broncos, who scratched out an 18-15 win today against the Houston Texans. For news, Joshua Klingler, Joshua Briscoe, I'm Mitch Holtis. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your bye week, and thanks for listening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yingling postgame show was presented by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA, proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.